We could have some other verbs made up pretty quickly here tonight as well. For example, to have more people familiar with how you look naked than with clothes on would be to Madonna. There aren't too many people like that, so we wouldn't get a lot of usage out of it. But this could really put Minnesota on the map, I think. I would like to point out also that in the business section of the Pioneer Press, they have a whole big article on the shops of Galtier without, as far as I can tell, ever mentioning the plummeting glass wall. They just left that part out, I think. I didn't see anything about it. Did you? No. So, what did you like about Jurassic Park, by the way? We were just talking about that before the news, and I missed it. What was so great about it, without giving the plot away?
Well, it's very close to the book, which I read before it was a bestseller. And the effects were incredible.
Just special effects. So, why don't you go to Disney World and look at the...
Disney World cost $30 plus airfare plus hotel, where this cost $375.
That's true. Okay, so it's a cheap trip to Disney World for the Experience-O-Rama or whatever it is.
Right.
But the movie itself, the plot pretty much sucked?
No, the plot was, it was pretty true to the book. I mean, it's your basic...
I hate Jeff Goldblum as an actor. I think he's just the worst.
I agree with that, except...
I've never seen a worse actor, I don't think.
He was okay in The Big Chill.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think I saw it on an airplane. He's just terrible.
He plays the typical sleazeball kind of guy.
But everything he says, it sounds exactly the same.
He plays the same character over and over again.
If Jeff Goldblum's butt was on fire, he'd come in and say, "My butt is on fire."
Pardon me, but my butt is on fire.
Yeah, he would do that.
Yeah. But it was a good movie. I liked it. The effects were good. The plot was, it was there. It wasn't a strong plot, but it wasn't meant to be a plot. The plot wasn't meant to carry the show.
How does Jeff Goldblum end up sleeping with those really good-looking women?
He's rich.
Nah, they're just as rich. Tina Davis, she was married to him. She didn't need him.
Maybe he had something.
How does he rate? Yeah, he must be one incredible you-know-what. He must be just unbelievable in the sack. Or maybe it's just a quest... Well, he's tall. But it must be a quest to get him to use some different inflection that these women feel driven to perform incredible sexual acts upon him just so they'll get some kind of response other than that monotone you hear every time he opens his mouth.
That's so great, baby. You're so great, baby.
Yeah, like that. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Oh,
right. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
This is not a test. This is a Filene's Basement bargain alert. On Wednesday, local basements are expected to receive a large shipment of men's designer 100% silk ties. At an incredible price of $20, these ties are likely to dissipate rapidly. Warning, department stores will charge up to $80 for these same silk ties. In anticipation of the rapidly approaching day to honor fathers, please act promptly. Ensure a fashionably attired neck for your appropriate father by selecting $20 ties in traditional and modern styles from the finest names in men's fashion. Do not panic. Please proceed to your nearest basement. In downtown at City Center, Minnetonka, Edina, Mall of America, or Rosedale Commons, the men's $20 silk tie event, Wednesday. This concludes this Filene's Basement bargain alert.
Dr. Manuel Jaffe is the medical director of the Institute of Cosmetic Surgery and Hair Transplants in the Twin Cities. Dr. Jaffe, why would a patient want you to do their hair transplant?
Well, hair transplants are my specialty and are a professional medical procedure. I'm highly experienced, having performed thousands of hair transplants during the past 22 years. I use the newest equipment and techniques, such as micro and mini grafts, to achieve the best possible cosmetic result. My staff is well-trained, professional, and courteous. I have artistic ability that, with my technical skills, enables me to give you a more natural look. I enjoy enhancing each person's individual and unique look. Most important, I care about my patients. I personally do your consultation and want you to understand and be comfortable with the procedure. Be your best, enjoy the best with a natural look.
Thank you, doctor. If you're experiencing hair loss, please contact Dr. Jaffe for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Or for more information, call toll-free 1-800-321-4528 or 925-3515 in the metro area.
Thank you.
1500 KSDP, the talk station. I'm Turi Ryder. It is my show. Blame me for everything. Dave Dahl's weather after midnight. They're going to let it all pour down. Thunderstorms, showers, locally heavy rains possible. Overnight lows, mid-50s. Tomorrow, continuing wet weather, highs in the low 80s. More miserable weather Wednesday night. More heavy rain possible, low mid-60s. And Thursday, clouds with just still an occasional up-yours of showers and possible thunderstorms and a high in the low 70s. Right now, 66, cloudy and threatening in the city. So you tell me, would you fall for this story? Is this, see if you can guess. Is this the Weekly World News or is this quote-unquote real news? Two university professors say a tin compound they developed is a safe one-dose cure for yeast infections that also works on athlete's foot, ringworm, and diaper rash. Guess who's testing it? Clorox. They say it's up to 3 years from the market. Truth or Weekly World News? You be the judge. Let's just leave it. Let's just see if anyone, if you believe that this is a true story or is this Weekly World News. Once again, two university professors say a tin compound they have developed is a safe one-dose cure for yeast infections that also works on athlete's foot, ringworm, and diaper rash. Is this a topical, or are you supposed to shove it in?
Apply it externally.
Apply it internally in the case of a yeast infection.
Now, did an alien give these professors the...
You whether an alien landed in their school and... See, look at this. I mean... And I will tell you something else. This is alleged to have occurred in Boca Raton, Florida. Here we are at the University of Minnesota, supposedly this huge medical enclave of hot research. This is where we do it all. And a couple of guys in Boca Raton come up with a one-dose cure for ringworm, athlete's foot, diaper rash, and yeast infection.
But if the U of M did it, it would be on the market next week.
That's probably true. And then they'd build a nice big building with it. And I'd also like to point out that there's a possible use in the fine print here as a seasoning for tuna salad. No, I put that part in there. I couldn't believe it. It's true. It's true. News story. I can't imagine a tin compound. What does this mean? Does this mean people are just going to start taking cans of condensed milk, pouring out the milk, and rubbing the can all over their bodies? Don't know. Very strange. And how did they figure this out? Tea works great on yeast infections. Think we'll try it on diaper rash. Who has ringworm anymore anyway?
No one anymore.
People in Florida, maybe. They got people coming from all over the world, maybe. Florida, they have. I just think that's one of the weirder. I would like to say that it was a minor fire. If you were working back in the World Trade Center complex in New York City, you're probably rushing to your therapist tonight, but word comes to us from New York that it was sparks from a welder's torch which caused that minor fire in the temporary outdoor air conditioning unit installed after the February bombing of the World Trade Center complex. So, in case you're thinking that the mark of Satan is on the World Trade Center, man, that'd be about the last place that I would want to have aftershock fires. I would think that if I'd survived the World Trade Center bombing and came back to work there, I don't think it would take much more to shove me over the the edge. I think a small fire in the temporary air conditioning unit would probably send me to work in Iowa. Hey, J.R., you're on KSTP.
Yes, I would say that story about the substance is true.
And what makes you say it? Well, I already said it was true, but what makes you say it?
Okay, it's not the Boca Raton connection. I've been to Boca Raton, hated the town, hated it. All there are shopping malls, banks, and housing developments that are attached to golf courses.
Yes, for very old people.
Yes.
Yes.
Rich old people.
Well, if you live in a place that's named for rats.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So,
but what made you decide that you thought it was true?
Okay, if you think about this.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one mineral called zinc.
Right.
That is in all the multi-mineral vitamin supplements. And zinc is supposed to be very good for your skin.
Well, they put it in ointment for baby's diaper rash.
Okay.
Zinc oxide.
All right.
Right.
There you go. Well,
so that's what made you think that tin could do it,
you know,
huh?
Isn't tin kind of a...
Like zinc? I think there's zinc in it, but I'm no chemist. Someone will call and answer that, though. You watch.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Tin is an element. Well, zinc is an element. It doesn't mean anything.
There's not zinc in tin. There's tin in tin. There's zinc in zinc.
Oh, tin is a pure element?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, it's on the periodic table.
You know, we need this kind of research stuff in here. A lot of people say, well, what do you need in a radio station? And the answer is a periodic table of elements. That's what you need to run a good station.
Well, I have one at home. I'll bring it in.
Should be in the dictionary, probably. They have it in there. It was just a weird day in the news. There were just all these weird things that happened, and I couldn't, between all of the body parts washing up on beaches, and I just am obsessed with that idea of that head washing up on that guy's new home for his dream house. I wonder if that would really affect me. I think that would pretty much ruin. But we don't know. I mean, I don't know much about Bone Lake. Does anybody around here go up to Bone Lake? I've never even heard of Bone Lake. But maybe they don't like to make... Maybe they don't want you to feel too welcome there. Maybe it's kind of a closed community. Maybe that's their idea of the welcome wagon up on Bone Lake. Take a severed head, throw it on your beach. I don't know. I must say that there have been times since I've moved to Minnesota when I've sort of felt like that was the reception I was getting. Go away. So maybe this is just the folks in Bone Lake's way of saying, go away. Maybe they didn't like the kind of car he drove. Maybe they thought his house was too fancy. What was that movie? Oh. What About Bob? There's the movie with the shrink patient, and the patient keeps showing up every 2 minutes at his psychiatrist's vacation home and won't leave. And in this movie, the psychiatrist has bought the dream house of this elderly couple. They'd saved their whole life. They were just about to buy this house, and this shrink comes and pays cash for it, and they hate him. And every terrible thing that happens to him when this patient keeps showing up, these old people are like, yeah? They're out there on the boat watching the house burn down, clapping. Maybe that's what it's like at Bone Lake. Maybe they didn't actively put the head on this guy's lawn, but maybe they're not too upset that it happened to him. We don't know. I think if you can use tin for ringworm, yeast infections, and diaper rash, there are probably a lot of other things that I never really thought about in these household goods that can be used for.
Aluminum is an antacid.
Yeah, I know that.
Just thought I'd share.
Thank you. I'm thinking maybe, though, if you take your Teflon-lined cooking pan and whack your hand with it, you can get rid of fingernail fungus, which I don't have, but, you know, it could turn out that way. Maybe it'll turn out that Drano is a cure for baldness. We don't know yet. Ringworm. What is ringworm, anyway? It's a parasite. Oh, look up ringworm. Tell me what ringworm does. I thought that was something dogs got. Cats. Lauren's looking up ringworm right now. Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. find it? Did you?
I have ringworm right here.
Yes?
Any of various contagious skin diseases caused by related varieties of fungus and characterized by itching and the formation of ring-shaped, discolored patches covered with scales or vesicles. V-E-S-I-C-L-E-S?
Vesicles.
Vesicles.
Let's see.
So it really isn't a worm, it's a fungus.
Yeah, I knew that, but you know...
See, now, tapeworm's an actual worm.
Right, but the idea that that yeast infection is some way related to ringworm really makes me sick. Because every woman at one time or another has a yeast infection. It's like a normal thing that you have. I don't, but most of my friends have. I have other problems, but most women... I mean, isn't this true? Haven't you known most women who, in your life, at one point or another, they get a yeast infection?
Well, I only know one that has actually felt comfortable enough telling me about it, but yes.
Yes, so most women... Well, believe me, if I had a yeast infection, I'd come in and tell everybody about it, because that's just the kind of... I've never had one. But almost everybody I know has. But the idea that yeast infection and a ringworm are somehow even remotely related is going to make me really feel just gross if I ever do get it. I don't know what would be the equivalent. It would be like finding out that, I don't know, what would be the equivalent for guys? It would be like, I don't know, what would be, there isn't an equivalent. Guys don't get yeast infections, do they? They have no idea. Bladder infection, that's about as close as you guys get. It would be like finding out that a bladder infection was related to that worm that gets behind your eyes when you go to Africa and causes river blindness. Yeah. See? Think about that. Make you sick, doesn't it? It would. It would make, I mean, physically, but the thought of it would make you just be sick. Or that tapeworm that gets in. What if you thought that having a bladder infection was essentially the same thing as having one of those worms they used to warn you about in class that lives in your guts and gets longer and longer and longer until your whole stomach gets distended and is hanging out like you're 9 months pregnant? What if you thought that that was just like the same thing? I think we have to take a break while I calm down. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Here's some very good news about the Oreck XL Upright Vacuum Cleaner. In a recent nationwide promotion, you probably heard David Oreck talk about the XL Oreck Hotel Upright. This is a great offer that gives everyone the chance to experience his famous 8-pound lightweight Oreck. Because this is a national promotion, David Oreck can't tell you about one very important feature. Listen, if you call David Oreck to take him up on his offer, he'll send you your brand new Oreck in a box in about 10 days to be assembled and tested on your own. How would you like it if you were offered a pre-assembled Oreck that has been thoroughly demonstrated by a trained professional? And a selection of models that include more features than the factory offers. Best of all, how would you like it if all this were offered to you at less than you would pay from the factory? If you like what you've heard and you're interested in finding out more about the local Oreck promotion, call 222-6316 for details. Or go to any one of A1 Vacuum's 4 locations in the Twin Cities metro area. A1 Vacuum has been around for over 40 years, offering local sales, service, and supplies. That's 222-6316.
Looking for a new home? This time, make it easy on yourself. Instead of getting into your car, get into your phone. It's CityLine's Home Hotline. Many of the properties you're looking for are already listed according to the area you want to live and the price you want to pay. Simply call CityLine's Home Hotline at 645-6060, enter category HOME or 4663. If you're looking for a new home, the Home Hotline is your source. That's 645-6060, category HOME.
If you've not heard the Don Vogel Show, Don explains the difference between he and his partner, Tommy Mischke.
Tommy's sort of the brainy one of the two of us. I'm sort of the nitty-gritty, down-in-the-gutter slime. And TD is sort of the intellectual, sort of the elevated type.
Put fun in your afternoons, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 on the Don Vogel Show, AM 1500 KSTP.